The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I said I was going to move on from the hurricane, but I checked some of the latest news coverage during the break, and just a couple more things. Many of you are familiar with the Barrier Islands, as they're called, Sanibel Island and so forth, down in southwest Florida. Many of those islands now are unreachable. The causeways, the bridges going out to those islands have been wiped out. And so the only way to get there is either by helicopter or by boats. And so many of the boats were destroyed. So National Guard is landing helicopters out on those barrier islands trying to rescue those who decided to stay behind. And once again, we can be very critical of those people who were told to evacuate. But please remember, this storm was not supposed to go on shore as far south as it did. It was going to go north. It was going to go up towards Tampa. And then it turned right and went way south, Fort Myers and so forth. Cell towers are gone. There is no electricity, no running water. People who are still in the area are in hotels that are jam-packed with people far, far, far over capacity, sleeping in hallways. No air conditioning, no lights, no running water. And that's why this is going to be such a massive rescue effort by state officials, National Guard. It wouldn't surprise me if some of the regular military are brought in. Again, the devastation is just unfathomable. And here's something that I want you to think about. Mankind thinks that we are so powerful. We have harnessed the power of the atom. We have the ability, through human invention, we have the ability to wipe out entire cities and possibly even entire countries with nuclear weapons. We have harnessed the power of the atom to produce energy. And so mankind has produced incredible technology, advancements, inventions, and so forth. And yet, in the face of God's nature, man is completely helpless. With all of the technology that we have, with all of the power that we have, with all of the inventions that we have, the folks down in Florida were absolutely helpless to prevent the hurricane from coming on land. And the very best of building materials and building codes and hurricane-proof this and hurricane-proof this, in the face of God's natural forces. Now, obviously, that brings up all of the morality. Why would a loving God do that? We've discussed that on many occasions. We're not going to get into that today. And most of you have a solid theology of suffering. You have a solid theology of sin and a fallen world and so forth. So I don't need to lecture you on why a loving God would allow something like this. That's not the point I even want to deal with, because, again, we've dealt with it before. The overwhelming power of God's nature. And man is helpless. Man is absolutely helpless. And it's just a reminder of the power of God. Then another thing. Isaiah 55. I love Isaiah 55, where it talks about the power of the Word of God. And in Isaiah 55, Isaiah the prophet likens the power of the Word of God to rain and snow. He says it comes down from heaven, like the Word does. You see, if we believe that the Bible really is inspired by God, then it came from heaven. And that's what the writer in Isaiah 55, that's the point he's making. The Word of God, the revelation of God, has come down like water and rain. And then he says that water, rain, and snow will do what it's intended to do. And you think about, you know, there's something wonderful about a gentle rain on a hot summer day. I mean, I haven't done it for a while because I'm older now, but I remember as a kid, particularly in California, where it does not rain at all in spring or summer, not a drop. And when the rains finally come, they are welcomed. And I remember going outside, you know, just standing in the rain. And it was refreshing. You know, drop here, drop there. Rain can be something refreshing and welcoming. If there's a drought, farmers love rain. But you let it rain and rain and rain and rain. And you take one drop, two drops, 10 drops, 1,000 drops, 1,000,000 drops, 1,000,000,000,000 drops, 1,000,000,000,000 drops, and you add wind, and you have the power that we have seen displayed in Florida. It is all it is rain and wind. That's it. And look at what happens with rain and wind. Well, Isaiah 55 likens the Word of God to rain and wind. You take the Word of God and add the conviction of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, wind is almost always representative in one way or another of the Holy Spirit, like the wind on the day of Pentecost and many other times in Scripture. And when I see things like this, I think about the potential of the Word of God changing lives, families, cities, countries. It can be like a hurricane. It can be. If we trust God to do the work, don't ever underestimate the power of the Word of God linked to the power of the Holy Spirit in changing people, families, cities, nations, countries. Just my thoughts. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, now we're going to leave the hurricane news behind, unless there are some developments, because we have a lot of other things to deal with. This was going to be the number one story today. It's not that important, but it has local significance, so I was going to share it with you. Eastland Mall. Yes, Joy and I have been here long enough. We remember Westland, Eastland, Northland, all of them. Beautiful, wonderful malls. Joy and I went to all of them. I remember Eastland in particular. The Lazarus store had a kind of a balcony, and they had a restaurant, and you could look down through the center of the mall, and they had great food, and you know, they were decorated at Christmas time, and same with Northland and Westland, and of course all of them now. Westland is a wasteland, Northland is gone, and Eastland is in horrible shape. And it has been in disrepair for quite some time. Some of the local TV stations have done investigative reports on the deteriorating situation at Eastland, and it really, really, really is bad. And you wonder, why would the city of Columbus allow this to happen? Why would you, as the city, allow it to happen? Why would there be a blight in a neighborhood that encourages crime, encourages destruction of property? Well, and again, I'm not a legal expert. I'm not on the inside of anything. But I think this is why. Here's the headline today from one of our local TV stations. City attorney holds Eastland Mall owners in contempt, citing property violations. Now, again, I don't know a whole lot of inside baseball on how these big corporations handle these deteriorating malls, but I do know enough that sometimes they allow them to deteriorate so they can take it as a tax write-off. Here is how many millions of dollars we lost last year because of this mall. They have other malls. They have other properties that are doing quite well, and they're earning profits. And they gained a tax advantage by letting one of the malls deteriorate because, well, they can take that as a tax write-off. I have no idea whether that's happening in this case. I just know that that does happen. So according to the headline, Columbus City Attorney Zach Klein is finally doing something. He's holding the owners of the mall in contempt. They were given orders to clean it up, and if not, we're going to take action. Well, now the City of Columbus is taking action. What are they doing? You ready for this? Now, please remember, these malls are owned by multi-million-dollar development companies. Multi-million-dollar development companies. They have properties sometimes all over the state, sometimes all over the country. This is just one of many. Here's a quote from how tough the City of Columbus is getting. The owners were given a $3,500 fine. Wow. That is going to bring a large corporation to their knees. If you don't do something, we're going to fine you $3,500. Oh, but that's not all. And an additional $250 each day that the property remains non-compliant moving forward. $3,500 fine. Can you imagine what a joke that is to a big company, a big holding company? Oh my goodness, we're going to be fined $3,500. We better spend $250,000 to clean up that property. If we don't spend $250,000 to clean it up and get compliant, we're going to be fined $3,500 and a $250 a day fine. Do you understand here what's going on? So, and if you look at the situation at Eastland Mall, it would take way over $100,000, maybe a couple of $100,000 to really bring it back into compliance, fix it up. And there's no indication that even if they sunk $250,000 into it, it would be profitable. The neighborhood around it is declining, sadly, unfortunately. And so this is so ridiculous. Do the leaders of the city of Columbus actually believe this is going to be any kind of an encouragement? So, what's the next step? Well, I read through the article. Okay, this is the end of September. And they're told, if you don't get into compliance, we're going to fine you $3,500, an additional $250 per day. Next step, and I'm quoting, a status conference is set for January 10th, 2023 to reevaluate compliance with the order and determine the next steps for the property. So in other words, the city of Columbus is saying, we're going to slap you on the wrist with a tiny, 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 teeny-weeny little fine, and we're not even going to visit this again until the middle of January of next year. This kind of thing should be so outraging to the people who live in that area. And not only that, there are a number of small businesses still in existence in the mall. It's filthy, it's dirty, it's in terrible shape, but there are people there trying to make a living in that dilapidated old mall. And the city of Columbus is really doing nothing to help them. It really is sad. And yet, this has been going on with Westland for years. Remember, the casino was going to change all that. All we have to do is get this casino out there and Westland Mall would become a thriving place again. Yeah, have you driven by lately? No wonder people have such little confidence in their government. And that's sad for all of us. At least I think. All right. Time to take the bottom of the hour break, and then we'll be back.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.